Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Maya. My name is Betty Phillips, and I just got a fraudulent charge from my bank just now, from your company, trying to put my credit card through for $49.75, and I never ordered anything from you.
Okay, willing to definitely assist, ma'am. Willing, can I have your zip code and name?
23188, and it's Betty Phillips.
You said 23088?
No, 23188.
And Betty Phillips?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What's your address?
296 Shoal Creek.
Yes, ma'am. So I located the account with the Bite Hub, ma'am. Unfortunately, this is for the bank has already declined out the transaction. Do you remember on today enter into a survey to receive a Dyson vacuum?
Yeah, I did, but it said all you pay is shipping and handling. $2.95. What the hell is the $49 for?
That is correct, ma'am. Unfortunately, along with the survey entry, ma'am, is for the fitness trainer app. Now, with that trainer app, it gives you healthy recipes and boosting your cravings, but it is a recurring bill in each month of the $49.89,
yeah,
which is
I
the contest entry fee for it.
Yeah, that's just plain fraud. No, I don't want that. I notified my bank not to do it.
Well, yes, ma'am. The bank had already declined at the transaction, so the order was never placed. Is there anything
can
else
you
we have to issue
take
today?
Can you just take my credit card number off your account?
Correct, ma'am.
It's gone?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.